I talk about spirituality, religion a little bit, but I'm not a religious person per se. But I'm probably a percent of all the advanced I don't know. We're meant to forget when we're born into this planet. You know, all those years ago, I can't remember. I can remember when I was 2 years old, a little bit. But we can't remember our past lives or the universal knowledge that we have when we go into the afterlife. We instantly have access to all that universal knowledge and all the questions that we have about the truth of everything, the nature of the universe, are answered instantaneously. But when we're born into this, we cross over what is known as the river of oblivion. It's kind of like a veil where the memories of our past lives and who we were, the soul and the spirit, are erased so that we can be immersed in this school of learning, this planet Earth class, if you will, in the University of the Universe. We are all students here, and we're all loved. Know that. There's three things you should remember that will make you feel better, and that is, first of all, those are, number one, you are loved unconditionally. And the Mother and Father God who created your soul and your spirit. The creative universe is like a grandfather, grandmother, because the creator is both male and female. Number two, everything is the way it's supposed to be. Did you know that everything is being recorded? All of our lives are being recorded. That's the truth. I tell you no lie. Think about it for just 1 second during your 24-hour day, my friends, that everything is being recorded. When you pass over to the other side, when you transition to the spirit realm, you will have a life review, guaranteed. I tell you the truth. And that life review will show you everything that you experienced in a very quick, seemingly quick period of time. Because over on the other side, there is no time. But you will see everything that you've done, all the interactions you've had with people. That's why it behooves us to be nice and be kind and loving as much as possible. Try very hard to be kind and loving to everyone that you meet, everyone you interact with, even walking down the street, a complete stranger, if you just wave to them, even if they don't. About 9 out of 10 will wave back to you. Maybe there might be one person that won't wave back to you. Who knows what they're going through? But all the interactions you've had with people, maybe a fight you had when you were 5 years old, you get to feel the way they felt about you. And all the good things, all the things in that life review, I guarantee you. I know it will happen. I've read about it so many times. You believe me? It is the truth. Hey, hey. Stay there. Hey. Hold on. One of our dogs is getting antsy. Hold on, please. Give me just two more. He's a big puppy, but he likes to kind of push himself around. I mean, he's big, over a year old, just over a year. And he demands attention all the time. Anyway, like I was saying, the third thing is everything is going to be all right. This is kind of like a manufactured reality that we're a part of. Everything in the universe is. Think about planet Earth here. We have a day, a 24-hour day, as we rotate on our axis, revolve around the sun, half a day of sunlight, half a day of darkness. Okay, I feel a song coming on. I got to sing the song for you. It's called What a Wonderful World. And indeed, it is a wonderful world, my friend. Be happy. Knowing that the planet that we live on is a beautiful creation, even though we defouled the atmosphere and the waters with our pollution, still, there's so much life here like that we don't know anything about. Think about a little ant or an apple seed. Do you think we could create with all our great technology? Indeed, over the last 150 years or so during the industrial age. But could we create a little ant, the mind of an ant? No. We're a long way away from doing something like that. But anyway, here's the song. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, wonderful world. I see sky. Dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. That was a song by Louis Armstrong. I think it came out in the 50s or the 60s. And so true. What a wonderful and beautiful world. Think of all the different varieties of plant life here, the trees, the bushes, the flowers. Taking a drink. It is an amazing world with all the different types of life, the insects, the reptiles, the birds, the amphibians, the fish and the seas, oceans, rivers, and lakes, the mammals. If all that life happened by accident, my friends, do you think it could happen by accident elsewhere in the universe? Probably. Logically. Well, the dog is still barking away. Hold on, just a second, please.
All right, stop that barking.
My wife's gone out with the family. They went to a local restaurant. She's going to bring me back some food. And I asked her if she could do that so I could go upstairs and in our bedroom and use the room to broadcast my radio show. Because sometimes down here where I am now in the outdoor patio, the connectivity is not good. It could be because the roof is electric. Also, sometimes I have the fan on and the light, and that might disrupt the electronic field. I don't know, but I'm doing so far so good. Anyway, I decided to stay out here rather than go upstairs. And I think she just left a little while ago. We're going to a local Thai restaurant. They're going to bring me back bowls. Because I'm a vegan, mostly vegan, a little bit of vegetarian now and then. Been that way since 1999, so 25 years as of the 29th of September, as 25 years vegan. And a Guinness, a zero. I haven't drank any alcohol since 19. And, well, I don't know if it was a Saturday or a Sunday, but I haven't drank anything since then. I had a few years afterwards, I found the very much of alcohol, less than 0.5%. And so today, we had a Toastmasters meeting in the morning. Oh, by the way, let me tell you a little bit about that before I continue on. We were there in the meeting, getting all the people online on board, so to speak, you know, and receiving new guests. There was about 7 or 8 of us there in the room, and all of a sudden we got a Zoom bomber. All of a sudden, suddenly we were looking at an X-rated video right in front of our eyes, right on the screen, over on the right. It took us a while, but we got rid of that person, and they were persistent, trying different names of the people who were also trying to call in. That was 9:30 in the morning. Now, why do people do that? I don't know. Why do people try to steal your identity? Why do people rob people of things? Either they need the money or they've got nothing better to do. But that, we all agreed afterwards that that was kind of shocking in a way. It stuck in our memories, but not that I haven't seen anything like that before in my lifetime. I prefer not to, you know. I'm kind of on the straight and narrow path right now. I don't look at any pornography. I know how that affects my mind afterwards. But back to the beer called the Full Belly. And we were having, after our meeting, we had what is known as an executive committee meeting, which means all the officers get together. And my wife's an officer, I'm not, but I went with her, and we had a nice breakfast. I saw that they had on the menu in their listing of drinks, a Guinness beer, and it said zero, called zero, and the percentage of alcohol they said was zero. So I've heard about that before, and I thought, oh, we'll take one. They brought the can. Zero. I don't know what the abbreviation stands for, ABV, but. So I said, oh, just drink it. You'll be okay. So I don't like doing it, I didn't like doing it, but it tasted kind of good. But next time if I drink again, it'll be a real 0%, no alcohol. I don't know why I have to make it with any alcohol in it. That's just me. I'm 70 years old. You know, I used to drink once upon a time, and it got a little bit out of control, shall I say. And so I gave it up, and I've been pretty good. I'm sure. The type is. Halfway decent paycheck. You've got benefits that comparatively speaking, wherever you go. I mean, you consider a menial labor job at McDonald's. I don't know if they have health and dental benefits like the Army does. I got a lot of dental work done when I was in the Army for many years, and I didn't have to pay a thing. You get 30 days paid leave, and they look after you well. But you have to put up the orders and the hierarchy and like I was saying, they teach you discipline. Discipline's a very important thing in life. The most important thing, in my opinion. I'm going to take a drink here. And I'm going to sing another song. I like my radio show because it's a great opportunity for public speaking. To be able to talk for being a Toastmaster is okay, but being able to talk for 55 minutes is a great thing. You definitely have to know what you're talking about and be able to branch off into different subjects. You'll have too many pauses. I challenge you to try to do it. Some people might have a gift. Other people don't. Like me, I have to work for it. Some of the politicians that are out there, they're all excellent public speakers. And they know how to take another drink, filibuster, and be able to talk for a couple. Excuse me. Yeah. Another drink of water. Wealthy enough to afford having their own radio show, a subject that they're passionate about. You can have guests if you want. I've had a few guests on my show, but I really enjoy talking straight for 55 minutes. What I'm passionate about is spirituality. It is, I cherish every week the opportunity to just talk about taking my time to go be and go where I want to. I try not to plan it so my mind doesn't go blank. That's what happens when you try to memorize and all of a sudden you get distracted and you can't remember what you wanted to talk about. It's too scripted and it's better to just go with the flow and it's more natural that way. It's real, you know. Being real is the most important thing. To be authentic. I am an authentic speaker. Love to go around the country and talk in different places. My views are a little bit unorthodox. My book, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul, The Gray Brain, G-R-E-Y, and The Golden Soul, is in the Amazon Kindle bookstore, and you can purchase it for free. Amazon Kindle Prime, or whatever they call it now, you know. I haven't got a cent of the royalty ever since I put it in there like several years ago. But it's absolute quality. In my book, you can take advantage of all of the information I gleaned from other people and their books. Lots and lots of books that I read in the past about spirituality, the nature of the universe, different types of angels, the different types of extraterrestrials, their propulsion systems, the devil, who the devil really is, Jesus, who Jesus really was, the different planets that are out there in the universe, the Big Bang, the universe one, and then one galaxy after another, the mother and father God, our spirit parents, and it is an amazing book. It's not perfectly edited. You know, there are some typographical errors there because and it's so sad that I had written it and it was almost perfect, the manuscript in a Word document. And then I had to convert it to a PDF. And then I had to convert it back to a Word document and back to a PDF. And so all these errors appeared, and I tried. Was talking with them and communicating with them. I finally got it done. So there are some minor typographical editing errors, but that should not be of a major consideration for someone who is wanting to get all that great information and develop yourself spiritually as well. It's all about why we're here on planet Earth, is to develop ourselves spiritually, because material world and it's troubled evolution. In the material world, in they subjugate the meek, but it is the rhetoric of failure. In the material world, our spirit, in the material world, our spirit, in the living from day so we can buy. We are spirit in the material world. The world, there you go, my friends. The courageous song back there. Because the world was not ready at that time. That you want to receive, that is out there. I made no mistakes, like the Bible says. I love the Bible, don't get me wrong, but there are some misconceptions, there are some errors in the Bible. I won't go over them all now, except for the fact that, I can't really say it's a fact, but the devil, demons, and God's, otherwise known as hell, and or indirectly said mother and father God. I'm not sure. We have Archangel Michael, Archangel Lucifer, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel. The archangels are a separate breed of angels. So among all the different types of angels, you have the plain angels, you have the virtues, the dominions, the principalities, the cherubims, the seraphims. And the archangels are very big and tall angels with very large wingspan. Archangel Lucifer is a different kind of angel compared to Michael or Gabriel. And he's indeed in charge of all the demons. The demons, too, were created by God. So they're created that way. If you go to hell, let me take you on a trip to hell. It's the worst place that anybody could possibly go to. First of all, it's kind of dark down there. And the smell is so terrible. Imagine the worst smell you've ever smelled in your life, and multiply that by 10. There's fire down there, the lava, because it's down in the center of the earth, the fire from that lava. That's why they say lakes of fire, people being engulfed by fire, they're burning. Even though their spirits are indestructible, they still feel that pain. The spirit itself, the body of the spirit, is a unique kind of creation where you can still feel and be torn apart, but then reform, like the demons. There's a couple of demons. I take this from the book 23 Minutes in Hell, that are like Tyrannosaurus rexes, that are this form, that have like one leg bigger than the other and one arm bigger than the other, and they're just, they have these huge heads with terrible teeth. I mean, just, like the Tyrannosaurus rex. And they have these huge claws, too. And they're evil and they're merciless. And if you get in their presence as a spirit, it will tear you apart. They'll slam you against the wall. They'll chew you with their teeth. They'll shred you with your nails. And you'll feel all that pain. And then miraculously, your spirit will rejuvenate itself and you'll be back in the big, like you were, as if nothing happened, only to be torn apart again and feel that same pain again. And it goes over the pain. And that's what hell's about. It's kind of like rehabilitation. There is no eternal damnation. Don't listen to what they say. Listen to the Reverend Blake. Our mother and father God and the creator of the universe are very forgiving. You should be more forgiving too, my friends. Imagine you wouldn't treat your children in a way so that if they were disobedient, that you would condemn them to an eternity of suffering and pain. Would you, Would you, No, I think not. However, that kind of panel, that kind of crime, if you will, those kind of actions need to be dealt with, and you have to pay the penalty for your mistakes here on planet Earth. Whether you kill somebody or rape a woman, you're bound for hell. Yeah. The best mind could be wrong, but I think not. Because talk about hell, do you think? Open to the possibility, you would all of a sudden find yourself in the outer regions of heaven, away from the holy city and the glory of the throne, in that paradise, and need to be rehabilitated for the bad things you did on earth, even though you had free will and you could have avoided doing that kind of thing. You could have avoided doing that stuff, but hell is a real place. Because don't you know, some evil people. No, I understand that someone like a Hitler or a Mussolini or Saddam Hussein or Stalin, people like that who were responsible for the deaths of millions of people, do you think there is no hell now? And when you consider where someone like that might go if they die? Though I've read so many books about hell, I'm convinced that it does exist. Now, the thing is, what someone else will tell you that's different than what I'm telling you is that hell is not eternal. It's rehabilitation. Your soul's journey will continue once you learn to get situation. Also, there's snakes there that will inflict the occasional bite and spiders, poisonous spiders, and other people there that wailing and gnashing and screaming and moaning and will certainly even for a second. I wouldn't recommend it, you know. So that should be enough motivation to do the right thing. And I believe that it's possible to avoid that fate. Hold on, I'm gonna take a drink. If you repent, you repent before you die. You repent while you're still in the physical body. It won't be perfect, but it'll be better than there. Purgatory, I believe, where the suicides go. It's like a black, maybe the dark side of the moon. Idea, unless you got another idea, you can tell. Tell me where you think purgatory may be. Above and purgatory, use this book as a reference called Beyond the Darkness. Beyond about what happens if you commit suicide. And come face to face with your angry mother or father God, mad at you for throwing in the towel when you had resources that you could use to get that kind of situation you would find yourself in, surrounded by a lot of other people who commit suicide, just walking around mumbling nonsensical things, going over why you took your life, justify it, and care. for a period of time, which could be hundreds of Earth years, because there is no time there, until you are held in actually a kind of material similar to, it could be dark. It's a sense-like material that will just all the feelings and emotions and spit them out at you. And like I said, like when, if you go to hell, the body being torn apart, that same kind of thing. It's not a nice place to be at all. There's no hope, no joy. And other people, just like yourself, until you get released from there by other people thinking about you, saying prayers for you. I believe that were good to me if I knew about them, case to God, the Mother and Father God, and say, for example, Robin Williams, they say he committed suicide, a very brilliant man, a great stand-up comedian, right? He was, right? You agree? Now, I don't know if it's possible that he may have been murdered. We don't know for sure, but let's say that he did commit. Let's take, when you're under medication, they're drinking alcohol too. Suicide cases, 100% of the time, that falls in. Can you hear a voice? A lot of those realms of darkness where you have a lot of evil spirits. I say evil. I mean, there were people just like us walking around who had lives at one time, but they get involved with all kinds of wrongdoings and evil and sexual immorality and substance abuse and physical abuse. And so they might not go to hell, because there are, like I said, different gradations, different levels of the spirit realm, all the way down to God's jail, hell. And those get around, like in the book, My Descent into Death by Howard Storm. It talks about having a tour there, spending some time there. He had this stomach issue where there was actually a hole in his stomach, and the internal blood and fluids were getting into his stomach, and he died. And he had to wait for doctors, and during the weekends, apparently, in some places in Europe, to include France, on the weekends, it's hard to get a hold of a doctor because they're off. Imagine that. It's different than here in the United States, right? So all they could do was treat his pain, but they couldn't have an operation until Monday. In the meantime, he flatlined and left his body and was coaxed by some in the hallway, down, dark. This was their kind of moon and battered, and Jesus saved me. Next thing he knew, Jesus picked him up and took story. Spirits that are bad and are you think the Creator, who is omniscient and omnipotent, would create a being that he would know by looking into the future, being omniscient, he can do that, and saying, oh, well, he's going to rebel against me. I'm not going to allow that. Or he's to be disgusting. There is no free will. The angels are servants. They serve the mother and father, creator of the universe. Archangel Lucifer is in charge of the demons. Archangel Michael is in charge of the angels. That's the way it is. It makes sense. Learn things from yourself, for yourself. Question everything. And like I said, there is a mother and father God. The father is of heaven, with all the beauty everywhere, and the fields of gold, and the beautiful green grass, and the trees of all the different the fruit, and the rivers of life flowing everywhere, the beautiful, pristine, clear water, and the oceans and seas, and down the water going different of color inside the water. And it's a different experience for sure. I mean, you can look up the top of the surface. It's all about getting to the holy city, because that's where the action is. That's where all most of the redeemed are. You'll see how. Walking past, if you can't destroy anything in heaven, there are no shadows, there's no darkness. But when you get to the throne room in the middle of the city, and you're there, and everyone wants to go there because that's where the light is the brightest. And unless you can stand the glory and brilliance of that light, and I'm telling you, I've said it before, it's all about the nature of your light. How bright is your soul going to shine when you get to heaven? Because if you stand in the presence of some pretty powerful spirits, that I'm talking like maybe Jesus or some of the disciples or the patriarchs, some great people that lived on earth before, throughout the centuries, from all different cultures, they're all about increasing the light of their soul, the intensity of that light, so that when you do get into the throne room, stand before the mother and father, don't get this wrong, you got to know that the Father God wants a woman by his side. What man wouldn't want a woman by his side? And what person can say to the Father God that he can't have a woman by his side? Does that make sense? I personally want a woman by my side. I've got my wife. I need that female companionship. Get it? Make sense? Sound logical? Don't get this wrong, my friend. Don't wind up in heaven and look around and say, do I have a mother in heaven? Or am I a motherless child in heaven? I know I've got my earthly mother. She's here. Oh, I didn't realize my mother. Everyone looks like they're 30 years old there in heaven. And there's joy. There's dancing in the street. There's dancing everywhere. Everyone's joy. And so much laughter and music being played everywhere. And all those worries and fears are left in the physical world. Spirits and most gowns or robes, depending on the level of your spirituality. You could wear a crown to King David. He's never in love. eat, I'm going to take a drink. And it's all about praising. I don't want to sound facetious, but that is the truth. I mean, you can have other instruments too, but because praise is what makes the universe go around, and praise is of everything. I mean, everything, the universe, everything. What? He wants us. Well, I know I've said this before, but co-creator God's in making. I'm going to take a drink. He wants, he, she, male and female, remember that, wants that praise. That's why we were created to go forward. We grow as a result. And like I said, our Father and our Mother God, they're huge spirits because they're growing all the time. They have their children, us, our Mother and Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Sounds pretty good, right? And we are here, we're microcosms of the universe. We, with our words, help to grow the universe. All about growth. And the Mother and Father God shine with a light that is so powerful, unless they purposefully make it so that you can look into their light. You can't look upon them because it's so powerful. You know what I mean? So I've read a book called Heaven, Encounters of the God Kind by Jesse DePlantis, who's a televangelist. He's got his mega church in New Orleans. He claims that he was lifted up and taken to that third heaven, and he was taken to the throne room. Everyone wants to go there. That's where the action is, but not everyone can go there until they're sufficiently developed so you can do things like eating and the learning continues there. They have people teaching all the time, and you have throngs of people, millions of them that come to listen. They're going to listen to my own my own concerts. I'm going to be one of the speakers there, and there's lots of great speakers in heaven that you're going to want to listen to. Maybe Einstein. How would you like to listen to them in heaven telling us what they learned? You know, when you get there in the spirit, there's all kinds of activities going on all the time, but first and foremost, there is the praise that our Mother and Father God, who are co-creators themselves, they're not the creator of the universe, who is totally awesome, and like I mentioned, omnipotent and omniscient, and we're going to be co-creator gods. It can never be. It's an amazing situation. You've got angels flying together. Time. The light shining so brightly, their intelligence and their power will overwhelm. If you want to stand within their presence and not have to fall to the floor because you can't withstand their glory and their brilliance, which is kind of embarrassing, don't you think? So it behooves us to always be developing ourselves spiritually as much as possible. If you get caught in the freedom and pleasure of this life, and, you know, the gold, that reminds me of that song by Leonard Skinner, "Forget Your Lust, Simple Man, for the Rich Man. All that you need is in your soul, and you can do this so big if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple, kind of man. Or be something you love and understand." Yeah, be something you love and understand. Love yourself, my friends out there. Don't let anybody drag you down. You should be walking this earth alone. And you're going to be very alone. Start living that life that the Creator, your Father, wanted for you. To be brave and courageous. Here's a song by Rod Stewart called Forever Young. I'm going to take a drink and run me out of water here. I might... They were ghosts like this. Amazing. Surround you when you're far from home. And do unto others as you would have done to you. Be courageous and be brave. And in my heart, you'll always stay. Forever young, and in my heart you'll always stay. Forever young, forever young. May good fortune be with you. May your guiding light be strong. Build a stairway to heaven with a prince or a vagabond. And may you never love in vain. And in my heart, you'll always remain. Forever young, forever young. Forever young. Forever young. And when you finally fly away, I'll be hoping that I served you well. With all the lifetime no man could ever. Oh. Ever young, oh, ever young. Spirituality and otherwise the land of sorrows. And is that any surprise to anyone? Because of war, dreams. We are the age of spirits. We're here to stop the war. We're here to spread love. Love is the key. Love and happiness. Our children and their children, and for war. So, one hand, peace, on the other hand, war. What do you choose, my friends? And how about another song? Happiness. Everyone wants to be happy. Pursuit of happiness we're entitled to, right? Constitution, regardless of the song, which was banned, no to them, you know, but our Constitution has a lot of good things in it about how to live our lives, you know, and how to govern we the people, and among them the pursuit of happiness and freedom. And the Founding Fathers' vision was to have a country governed by people looking after we, the people, looking out for their well-being, helping them, but not to be so bitterly embroiled in their competition like we see right now going on between the Republicans and Democrats. That, can it ever stop? We don't want another situation where we are united through a violent act. So how do we change things, my friends? I'll tell you how. Can you remember this, please? Don't forget, by praying. Remember I told you this before on a previous radio show that man will prey on man until man learns to pray for man, that women will prey on women until women learn to pray for women? I'm talking about P-R-E-Y versus P-R-A-Y. If you're a brave and strong enough person to pray like me, I'll give myself credit for that, then you can help change the world. And you and your single prayer can make a difference. If you get a bunch of people together, 5, 10, 20 people together praying, it has so much power to change things, my friends. It can stop wars. It can bring that peace about. That's why I ask that all the churches out there always pray for peace. Spend that time, pray for peace, because we're beyond this, my friends. Yes, this is a very difficult place to live. This planet is a lower category of evolution planet, but the life here is amazing. It has such a variety of life, and not only animal, but plant life. But the animals do eat each other, and we're caught up in that food chain, so to speak. And that's not a bad thing. We can rationalize our way through that. We can understand it and accept it. We have an atmosphere that weighs heavy upon us. There's many ways that we can get killed. There's always danger present, not only on here in Mother Nature, but also on the highways and byways and other people who are, shall we say, disturbed or who have been abused and have that frame of mind that where they want to be violent, which is unfortunate, right? But my point is there's always danger present for us here on planet Earth. They prayed up, asked for that protection from the Mother and Father God and the Creator of the universe. I just saw a light out there. That could have been a UFO. They're probably listening to my radio show, and I'm very humbled that they would, someone like me, listen to my radio show, but why not? I mean, I'm the author of The Great Brain of the Soul. I have been given a gift of life. Every day on planet Earth is a gift, my friends. It's a blessing. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. I feel I'm alive today by the grace of our Mother and Father God and the angels and good spirit guides that are around us daily in our lives. We just can't see them. And we'll be reacquainted with them when we pass over on that day. Hopefully, you should know that. Born throughout our lives, helping us, guiding us, protecting us, along with guardian angels, too. Don't get too confused. There's angels and their spirit guides. Spirit guides are beings like us in their past lives, possibly. For example, Sylvia Brown, the great late psychic medium, she said she had a spirit guide that she was in communication with who had last lived her life in the 15th century. And what was her name? I forget. It was a cool, it was a woman spirit guide. Usually males have male spirit guides, I think, and females have female spirit guides. But then you also have guardian angels, you know, and angels are pretty cool beings, you know. They're very loving, extremely intelligent, on missions from the Mother and Father God, so they have a lot of power and have a lot of power and authority. Is that good enough to make you happy, my friends? Are you happy? You like listening to that kind of stuff? Don't think, don't think it's taboo. That is esoteric, and you can listen to that kind of information. It's always available for everyone, and it will help develop your soul. And that's the main thing. Increase the light of your soul, my friends. Increase that wattage. You were born with a 60-watt intensity light bulb soul, and your objective, your goal is to graduate from this existence with a 100-watt light bulb soul. So feed your soul with this kind of information that I'm giving you and others too, other shows on BBS Radio. Get your own radio show. Whatever subject you're passionate about, you can afford it. And help make the world a better place, my friends. I think I only have maybe a little short time here. So let me say a prayer. As I look out into the evening sky, and I can't see any stars right now, any suns out there, solar systems, that's what they are in reality. Don't be confused between reality and fantasy. It's a pretty common thing. We can be fooled into believing that some things are real and they're not. And they're not. Creator of the universe, you are so awesome, Creator. You're omniscient, omnipotent. You can hear anything we say to you. Watch the video by Donna Rebido on YouTube, R-E-B-A-D-O-W, Donna Rebido. She drowned. She met the creator of the universe. It will change your perspective. Creator of the universe, we love you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for everything. You're worthy of praise forever and ever because of the miracles of all creation. We love you. Goodbye, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.